Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in this morning, our good friend Stu Leonard Jr. He is so kind that once a year, right before Thanksgiving, he comes up here and he feeds everybody at the radio station.
He brings like a 70-pound turkey.
And Joe used to be, you used to let Joe Nolan carve it.
Yeah.
But since he passed, he's now
he's out of the building.
He's going to carve it today.
He passed out of the building.
Right.
But now Stu does it himself. He does a great job, by the way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I heard you, did I hear you telling somebody you can have a family Thanksgiving turkey for like $19?
Yeah, well, we have a dinner for eight. You know, our catering department does that.
Right.
You know, and you can order a dinner for eight for less than $19 a person, but you get everything. You get some soups, you get the turkey.
It's all the sides.
You just pop it in the oven, the turkey, and then you get rolls, you get pies, you get sides, you get cranberry sauce gravy, everything fresh made at the store.
And you guys aren't stingy either over there.
It'll feed you plenty. Unless you're on this diet that you're talking about.
No, we're not talking about it.
It's crazy.
We don't talk diets this time of year.
I don't want you talking about a diet. Stu Leonard is not talking about diets.
But that's the healthiest way to eat, with good, fresh food. So there you go.
Well, you don't have those frozen bowling ball turkeys, right?
No. You know what, Scott? That's the thing. We strongly recommend you buy a fresh turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fresh tastes better.
Like the ones gobbling at you that we saw in the video?
That's right. Yeah.
That's another thing. I got a big bone to pick with you. When I had this wonderful thing. We had our 1,000th show. And people, a lot of different people, FOBS, Friends of the Big Show, would send a video, say, hey, hi, this is Taylor Swift, and I want to say congratulations to Scott and Patty for showing up. So what do I get from Stu Leonard?
I loved it.
We get a video. Yeah, you might love it.
It's
a video of a bunch of turkeys with my head on all the turkeys.
Yeah, like hundreds of turkeys.
And they're all gobbling.
I love it.
I'm going up to the Yonkers store later. We're going to pardon our turkey, and Mayor Spano's meeting me.
Wow. Really?
And we have a keychain, you know, a chain for around the neck with a key on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to grab the turkey. We have a live one up in front of the store that we're pardoning.
He's going to go after you.
No, they're really nice. I love these turkeys. You know, I go out with them every year.
I love to eat them.
I see you all the time in that ad.
We're going to have the mayor put the chain around the turkey's neck with the key, and then he has a proclamation we're going to pardon
it. Let him. Where's he going to go now? Did he move into your house?
We send it up to a sanctuary in Connecticut.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Great.
So we're going to pardon six turkeys this year.
But you've got a lot going on because you got that Christmas tree. You got two different Christmas tree lightings, right?
Yeah, we have for our six stores. We're gonna have a Christmas tree lighting, and so but they're coming up, and we just got loads of Christmas trees. And you know, right now it's a challenge because I was talking to Pierre who grows our trees up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They just got so much snow.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his guys out in the fields right now.
Trying to
cut the trees.
Oh,
you know, what's so weird about him? Because he really does go to these places.
I know he does.
He goes out
that.
I see you in the cornfield. I see you with the cows down in Texas.
Kansas.
Who's the guy in Texas I met, though? Remember the guy who said he had the biggest...
The big hat?
Who was that character?
Yeah.
He was a buddy of yours.
Yeah. Fred Wacker. Yeah.
I like that name. Wacker.
Yeah. We're here hanging out with Wacker.
Yeah. I brought him out to dinner here. He asked. We went in a restaurant. He said, where can I hang my hat? He thought they had...
Right.
But you're having
it's not Texas, buddy.
Yeah. For the folks in Farmingdale, you got the Christmas tree lighting on the 27th at 5 p.m., right?
Yep, that's right.
And isn't Santa Claus going to be roaming around
out
there?
Yeah, free, too. I just talked to a fella yesterday. I know they have a lot of Santa Claus events, but we have free Santa at the store that you can come and visit every day at Stu Leonard's. But go to the website at StuLeonard's.com to check on the times.
Are you going to get your $1 million, was it Powerball or Mega Millions winner in?
That was up at Yonkers. Yeah, we had a $1 million winner.
Yeah, how great is that?
Yeah, that was exciting.
I'm coming there to buy my tickets.
It was a mom and her two kids came into the store. Wow, were they so excited.
I can imagine. Yeah. That's wonderful.
It's great.
How the girls doing? He's got like, at his house, he's got like, well, he did.
They've gone Hollywood.
A couple of them got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
But they got five women living with him most of the time.
I know.
Did they all come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Two of them will be there, but we're going to have 20 of the family members over. My wife and I have everybody over for Thanksgiving, and we just sneak over to the store, get everything made. We get the turkey over there.
That's great.
But I love to take, we have a free-range turkey from down Pennsylvania from the Jandel family, which is the best one I've found, anywhere.
Name dropper.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, you got to meet this guy. He's a great guy. Actually, I was down there one day in the turkey sheds, and a couple priests came up.
Uh-huh.
To have lunch with
this joke. This is a setup
for a joke. It's not.
Some priests came up in our turkey shed.
This is going to be a great year for these turkeys. They're going to be blessed even on top of that.
Oh, I see.
But he's a great guy, and his father bred these turkeys, won all sorts of awards, and he's got a great turkey. But anyway, we'll do that. We'll do all the sides. Yeah. My sister does the pies. She's started the bakery at the store. So
it's a Stu Leonard Christmas.
Scott and Patty, come on over.
We will.
Okay.
No room at your table for a couple of outsiders.
One thing, Scott, big thing you forgot to mention, the wine.
Wine, afterwards. Of course.
Oh, the wine.
And just a couple things. The biggest questions we get asked, how many pounds per person should I buy? It's usually about a 12. Pound and a half to two.
Oh.
Per person when you're having people over. The other thing, how long I cook it, because that's the biggest problem people have over under cooking it. Mm-hmm. It's about 12 to 14 minutes per pound.
Mm-hmm.
But always check a thermometer, 165 degrees in the leg.
And half a bottle. How many wine stores do you have now?
Oh, our family has 10 of them.
I go in very regularly, and I see his smiling face by the front door, and I laugh.
Yeah. We love the wine and the spirits. And you know what's getting popular is all the whiskeys and the bourbons and the scotches now.
You got those,
see that?
Too?
We got some thumbs up in here in the studio. But it's about a half a bottle per person, roughly. That's what everybody asks. That's 2.5 glasses.
Oh, of wine. I was going to say wine. A bourbon? Wow.
It's a two-liter drunken Christmas.
Yeah.
And drunken Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just a great day for everybody to eat and drink and watch football, right?
We love you, man.
Thank you for having me today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Patty bans the football at her house.
Yeah. That's
no one's
fun
allowed
part.
To
just
watch.
Eating.
Happy That's Thanksgiving, fun. Snow. Get out there and slice that turkey for
me. Okay, we're going to do that together. Thank
Stu
you.
Stu Leonard, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Another excellent job. And you know what? After you hear a Stu Leonard commercial, the one that you want to hear is a Stu Leonard commercial.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.